بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه انه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ان ثلاثه من بني اسرائيل ابرص واقرع واعمى، اراد الله ان يبتليهم فبعث اليه ملكا فاتى الابرص فقال: اي شيء احب اليك؟ قال: لون الحسن وجلد الحسن، ويذهب عني الذي قد قذر الناس. فمسحه فذهب عنه قذره وأعطي لونا حسنا. قال: فأي المال أحب إليك؟ قال: الإبل. وقال: البقر. شك الراوي. فأعطي ناقة عشرا، فقال: بارك الله لك فيها. فأتى الأقرع فقال: أي شيء أحب إليك؟ قال: شعر حسن، ويذهب عني هذا الذي قذرني الناس. فمسحه فذهب عنه وأعطي شعرا حسنا. قال: فأي المال أحب إليك؟ قال: البقر. فأعطي بقرة حاملا، وقال: بارك الله لك فيها. فأتى الأعمى فقال: أي شيء أحب إليك؟ قال: أن يرد الله إلي بصري فأبصر الناس. فمسحه فرد الله إليه بصره، وقال: فأي المال أحب إليك؟ قال: الغنم. فأعطي شاة والدا فأنتج هذان وولد هذا، فكان لهذا واد من الإبل، ولهذا واد من البقر، ولهذا واد من الغنم. ثم إنه أتى الأبرص في صورته وهيئته، فقال: رجل مسكين قد انقطعت بي الحبال في سفري، فلا بلاغ لي اليوم إلا بالله ثم بك. أسألك بالذي أعطاك اللون الحسن والجلد الحسن والمال بعيرا أتبلغ به في سفري. فقال: الحقوق كثيرة. فقال: كأني أعرفك، ألم تكن أبرص يقذرك الناس فقيرا فأعطاك الله؟ فقال: إنما ورثت هذا المال كابرا عن كابر. فقال: إن كنت كاذبا فصيرك الله إلى ما كنت. وأتى الأقرع في صورته وهيئته، فقال له مثل ما قال لهذا، ورد عليه مثل ما رد هذا. فقال: إن كنت كاذبا فصيرك الله إلى ما كنت، إلى آخر الحديث. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that verily there were three people from amongst the Bani Israel. Now this term Bani Israel we hear quite often. Ulama explained, Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Ismail alayhi salam, from whose progeny originated the Arabs, and whose progeny Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from amongst. His other son was Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq had one son, Yaqub alayhi salam. The kuniyat or laqab or nickname that was given to Yaqub alayhi salam was Israel. So Bani Israel means the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam, from amongst whom there were many, many Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Example, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all were from amongst the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam. So they are referred to as the Bani Israel. And we find that many places in the Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned certain incidents that were occurred amongst the Bani Israel as nasihat, as advice, as ibrat for us. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. Many, many places Allah Ta'ala says, why don't you observe amongst the Bani Israel this occurred or that occurred. Likewise, previously, there was one incident which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about the three people that went, that took refuge in the cave. And then the entrance to the cave was blocked by a rock, and each one of them made dua on the basis of a good deed which they did, as a result of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out of the cave. That occurred amongst the Bani Israel. And likewise, we find in this incident, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that amongst the Bani Israel there were three people. The reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention these incidents is for us to take ibrat, for us to learn certain lessons that were attached to these incidents. This is a very, very famous incident pertaining to three people. One, each of them suffered from a unique type of illness. One was a leper, suffered from leprosy. One was a person who suffered from baldness, and one was a blind person. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala intended to test them. When this type of terminology is mentioned in hadith or in Quran, that Allah intended to do something, it's not because Allah wanted to know. Allah already knows. Allah Ta'ala wants to make apparent the condition of these three people, so that it is a way of test for them and it is lesson for us. So Allah Ta'ala sent to them an angel. This angel appeared in the form of a person. This angel addressed the person who suffered from leprosy and asked him the question that what is it that you would love the most? This person responded that I would love to have a good, beautiful complexion. I would love to have healthy skin, and that this illness of mine, as a result of which people stay far away from me, as a result of which I suffer from aversion from the people, that this illness of mine should go away. So this angel passed his hand over the body of this person, and through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that illness which caused such aversion amongst the people miraculously disappeared, and he got a lovely, healthy complexion, became handsome in appearance. And then the angel asked him the question that what type of wealth is most beloved to you? So this person responded, camels. And in one narration, the narrator has a doubt. He says that this person may have said cows or cattle. However, based on what comes in front, the preferable opinion is that this person requested for camels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically gave this person a pregnant she-camel. And the angel made dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in this. Thereafter, the angel appeared before the person who was bald. Now, we may find baldness not to be an illness, but what is actually meant is that this is not baldness from birth, but a type of illness that used to occur at that time. He lost his hair and he suffered from pigmentation of the skin. So he asked this person that, what is most beloved to you? This person said that I should have good hair, and that this illness of mine, as a result of which I suffer from aversion from the people, this illness should disappear. So this angel passed his hand over this person, and the illness automatically disappeared, and he was given a healthy set of hair. Thereafter he asked him the question that what type of wealth is most beloved to you? This person responded that I should have cattle or cows. He was automatically given a pregnant cow, and the angel made dua, may Allah Ta'ala bless you in this. Then he came to the blind man and he said that what is most beloved to you? This person responded that my sight should be restored so I can see the people. Now automatically, even if you look at this point, there's a glaring difference in the response of the blind man and the other two people. The other two people, for example, the angel asked the leper, what is beloved to you? What do you want? He said, he didn't just say that I want to be cured of this illness. I want to have good skin. I want to be handsome. I want to be such that people will regard me to be, people look towards me. And what type of wealth you want? He chose the most superior type. I want camels. The other one said, I want cows. Whereas this blind person you could see was a zahir, was a person who was content with little. He didn't say, I want eyesight and I want this and I want that. He said, just my eyesight must be restored. Then he asked him, what type of wealth would you prefer? He chose the simplest type of wealth. And what did he say? I would like sheep. He did not say like the others, I want cow, I want camel. So he was given a pregnant sheep. And what happened? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala gave barakat to these three people. And in a very short period of time, the first person had a valley full of camels. The second person had a valley full of cows. And the third person had a valley full of goat or sheep. This incident is quite long, inshallah. We'll continue with it tomorrow. Allah give us tawfiq. This one.